Hey, it's A. Welcome back to my podcast. Not Drill Adjacent. This is my pirate radio podcast now.
This is the order of battle!
Thanks for joining the Order of Battle podcast for another episode. Joel, Jason, and sometimes A discuss collecting G.I. Joe, other 118 scale action figures, and in general, what sparks joy. It's a lot of things, but almost always toys. This is the Order of Battle podcast.
It's been a while since I've been on, so I thought I'd just come on and talk about what's coming up. At the end of this week, the week that this episode comes out, Kentuckiana in Louisville, Kentucky happens. Me and my dad and my good buddy Todd are going to be driving up there on Thursday. We're going to go visit our friends Greg and Natalie's new slash not shop somewhere in Indiana. I don't remember. And then we're going to go do Kentuckiana. Honestly, I'm kind of looking... Well, I'm not really looking for anything, but I am looking for another Xandar because my O-ring snapped and now I don't have one. I didn't know this until just not long ago, but Ron Rudat and his wife will be at Kentuckiana. So I'm glad that's happening. That's really it for Kentuckiana. But SDCC, San Diego Comic-Con. At the G.I. Joe panel of SDCC, Lenny and Emily have revealed a digital render and pre-order revealed the next things for G.I. Joe Classified. So we're getting the Crimson Strike Team, which is the Crimson Twins and Baroness, their Crimson outfit from the middle years. We're getting a Shockwave, a Buzzer, a Hawks, a Helix, Technovice, Bruno, SMS, also Ripper, Python Patrol Officer, Python Patrol Copperhead. Those were all digital renders, though, except for the Crimson Strike Team, which they had the box for. Another digital render was that we're getting a Clutch in the Vamp, which I'm really excited for, because if you haven't seen the pictures of our toy collection, we've got a lot of Vamps. For name-only reveals, we're also getting a Retro Duke and a Retro Scarlet, a Jinx, and a Torch. Honestly, Retro, don't really care about it, but still another Duke and Scarlet. The Jinx and the Torch I'm really excited about, though. Up for pre-order are the Steel Core Troopers, which is their Steel Brigade. Tripwire is up before pre-order. This was the 788 Fire Team, which is the Cobra Officer, Cobra Trooper, and Range Viper just repainted for the Hiss Tank that's about to come out. Those are up for pre-order. There's also Chuckles, who's the SDCC exclusive. They showed off the Hiss Tank's box and like what everybody's going to come with and stuff, which I was really excited about that. Lenny actually had one of the Steel Corps troopers with him on the panel. Also, at the G.I. Joe booth, there was a Mutt and Junkyard, which wasn't at the panel. That's only at the booth. I was really excited about that. It's Mutt and Junkyard, two great figures, and we have an entire box of Junkyards. Like, a box of Junkyards. Speaking of G.I. Joe Classified and Hasbro, we recently got in our three Arctic Bats that we ordered and Scrap Iron. I really like both of them, except that on the Arctic Bat, the chest plate thingy that goes over the wires and stuff, like the ammo pouches, that one didn't stay on very well. And for Scrap Iron, there's nowhere to put his controller thingy for his drone. My biggest takeaway from SDCC, not that we were there, We weren't, but there is a ghost Haslab from Star Wars Rebels and from the upcoming TV show Ahsoka. And it's Hera, Kanan, Ezra, Zeb, Sabine, and Chopper's ship. It comes with the Phantom 2 instead of the Phantom 1, which I would honestly prefer Phantom 1, but Phantom 2 is okay with me. I just like the Phantom 1 because it has, like, roll-down wings, pretty much. But the Phantom 2 has, like, this weird spike on the back, and I just don't really like that. But the main reason I'm super excited about that is we started rewatching Star Wars Rebels, because I honestly had really no memory of much. All I really know is the people's names, Kanan's a Jedi and stuff. That's really it. Also, I just recently finished Jim Beard's third DC Jones Adventure Command book, and so did my dad. One of the upcoming episodes will probably be with Jim Beard, not 100%. Get reading, Joel. You can cut this out, Dad, if you want. By the way, I have taken control of Joel and Jason, and they are now my editors, and they do everything except for the talking, because this is my podcast now. Thanks for listening. This has been me, A.
It's kind of a weird time for both of us heading to Kentucky. You know, I'm really trying to sort my finances out in terms of really minimizing what I'm spending digitally because, yeah, I made the joke last episode, but when you get hit for two waves of Classified and a wave of Indiana Jones and random stupid creatures from Dungeons and Dragons that for some reason you've convinced yourself you need to tie into your Adventure Team universe, you know, it's kind of a real gut punch when the numbers start to roll in.
Yes.
And, you know, I know you're not in on the creatures and fully in on Indiana Jones. So is there anything, and I know I'm asking a guy that's like, well, I'll see what's on the floor. But just by chance, does there happen to be literally anything in your mind that you're thinking about hoping to maybe find or check out or whatever at Kentucky?
Yeah, I'm hoping to grab two mail-away Sergeant Slaughter batons, probably with Sergeant Slaughter. And I'm curious if either Toy Department or Roma has the 2006 Sergeant Slaughter, because I would like to get him too. I've seen a few of them on eBay. They're all carded. I want it loose. I don't know that I want to drop carded money to just rip it off the cardboard. You know, I'd like to find that. But if I don't find it, I'm okay too. Otherwise, I don't know, man. I'm kind of going like my normal. And then, in fact, A was making jokes about that earlier today about how a show floor, it's a long day when Dad doesn't bless you up with a lot of money to spend. And I was like, well, yeah, Captain, like it's easy to spend 10 grand in 10 minutes. It's harder to like pace yourself and make sure that what you're buying is something that you want, you know, balancing the, I want all the things in the room with, this is what I really want. And this is what I have room for. And this is what's within my budget is a harder thing to do. So yeah, it does make the show floor a little longer of a day, but it's a more rewarding thing. You may disagree. I know I've seen you sweat in the first 5 minutes of a show opening, but
I have grown a lot since that first year fest. You know, I talked about when we talked to Steve, I've talked about it at our recap. Winterfest this year, I brought X amount of money, but I brought, you know, a good amount past that just in case. Just in case I stumbled into X item that I've like, well, I've never seen this in real life, and this is a fair price. Let's play ball. And I knocked it out of the park. I was able to stay decently under budget. I got a lot of bang for my buck. Now, again, part of that was I was flying. Summerfest, I'm driving. Space is not really a hurdle for me, but I'm going to challenge myself. I'm going to bring X amount of money. I'm going to give myself X amount that I want to stay under. And again, just like a Joe Fest, I'm bringing that extra money in case I find the item. I don't know what the item is. Well, there's always a couple club figures I've got in my mind. You know, I know I'll find stuff to spend money on. I'm going to a toy show, but I'm really excited to just do what I did at Winterfest and just chill out a little bit if I see the item, like, you know, at Winterfest, I came home with Big Boa. He was a guy that I'd put off buying several times, passed on a really good deal once, and paid more for it, you know, at Winterfest than I would have a few years ago, but that's collecting.
Not to derail you, but it does make me laugh. You say Big Boa, and I'm like, $40. So when you say Big Boa, you mean...
100 to 150.
Okay. Perfect.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm really, really contemplating checking out Steve's set.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I did the Black Spider Rendezvous thing when the club put him out. I got all jazzed up about him. I wound up hunting down the 2000s reissue, and I'm really excited to display them together.
You know what I'm really curious about? Steve has shared his set with us, and I think he might have shared it on Anything Joe's. I can't remember. What are the other people bringing that are supposed to tie into it? That I'm very curious about. And so that may be the thing. That may not be. I don't know.
It's a lot because custom sets aren't cheap. Steve has been very fair with the stuff I've seen in the past, you know, but the problem is when you, if I open that door, I'm going to want everything that goes with it.
And then you'll have to get a few extra figures.
And again, this is kind of that thing where it's like, I should just nip it in the bud.
Something that has really struck me, because I'm super excited about the...
Dad, Joel, what are you doing? I told you, this is my podcast. I walk away for 20 minutes to get some stuff, and now you're talking? I just said it right now. This is my podcast. You know what? Everybody listening, just go listen to Anything Joe's.
Thanks again for spending time with us discussing toys and other geeky things. Our logo was made by Rhino. The music we use was created by Self Help. You can find Joel on Instagram at Order of Battle Pod. Jason is on Twitter at Order of Battle PD. Our email is orderofbattlepod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and thank you for your likes, comments, outreaches, and just being here with us.
This has been the Order of Battle.